वंशी विभूषित कराम वंशी विभूषित कराम नवनीर वंशी विभूषित करा नवनीरदाभा पीतांबर अरुण तत्त्वं न जाने आज मैं देख्यो गिरधारी आज मैं देख्यो गिरधारी आज मैं देख्यो गिरधारी आज मैं देख्यो गिरधारी सुंदर वदन मदन की शोभा सुंदर वदन मदन की शोभा चितवन अणियारी आज मैं देखो गिरधारी आज मैं देखो गिरधारी आज मैं देखो गिरधारी बजावत बंसी बंसी बजावत बंसी कुंजन मो गावत ताल तरंग रंग धुनि गावत ताल तरंग रंग धुनि नाचत ग्वाल गन में गिरधारी नाचत ग्वाल गन में आज मैं देखो गिरधारी आज मैं देखो गिरधारी माधुरी मूर्ति वह प्यारी माधुरी मूर्ति वह प्यारी गिरधर लाल नवल नट नागर गिरधर लाल गिरधर लाल नवल नट नागर मीरा बलिहारी गिरधारी मीरा बलिहारी आज मैं देखो गिरधारी आज मैं देखो गिरधारी आज मैं देखो 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 गिरधारी Friends, this afternoon I have chosen to speak on the subject which has not been announced on the program. The subject announced is external means, but I have chosen to speak on a similar subject, but not on that particular subject, because I feel that the ideas which I shall share with you, illustrating with songs, may be more in harmony with the talks that are being given since we have started this seminar. And therefore, first of all, I should like to express my excuses to the organizers that without taking their permission, I have made a slight change in the program. But I can assure you that it will be in complete harmony with the discussions that we are having. Before I give my talk, I should like to express my very deep sense of gratitude to Wouter and other friends who have arranged the hall so very, very beautifully. Usually, when there is some function, there is a guard of honor given by the boys or the girls or people. But here there are flowers to receive us, and therefore I feel that the hall itself is so beautiful, and this arrangement has added to the beauty of the hall. Now, the subject that I have chosen to speak is mystical experience, a door to the unknown. During the last few days, we have been having so many ideas about self-realization, direct perception, and so on. And therefore, I thought that a mystical experience, a door to the unknown, will be quite useful for us, not only to listen to, but to dwell upon, but more important, to realize in our own small or big way. All of us live in a known world, and as we grow in years, we begin to live more and more in the known worlds. People are known to us, situations are known to us, our jobs, our day-to-day work in the family or outside, it's all known and familiar to us. And as we live in this known and familiar world, our life becomes so mechanical, it loses all charm and creativity. This is our experience. I don't want to speak at length. Now, when we were children, everything was new and wonderful and romantic, and we could immediately respond to changes in nature or even to change in the room. When a child enters a room, he immediately notices that there is a change. But as we grow in years, we get so used to our surroundings, so used to the people with whom we live, so used to do our jobs, that we do not see anything new at all. On the contrary, everything seems very old and familiar, and therefore life becomes very, very monotonous. Now, is it possible for us, as we grow in years, to have such doors which can open to the unknown? Not all the time, I know. In practical life, perhaps, it is not possible. But from time to time, can we open the doors to the unknown so that that thrill in life, that joy, that spontaneity, that creativity can be experienced from time to time, which brings once again some change in our own life. And therefore I thought that perhaps this subject may be more useful to all of us as we are having the discussion on the subject during the last few days. I shall illustrate the ideas which I shall share with you with some songs. I know that the language will not be familiar to you, but for the last few years, so many friends here have been listening to the songs in unfamiliar language. And the music is also not so familiar to many of you. But you have patiently listened not only to my songs, but to the music of other people. I feel that music, songs, poetry, these are universal. They cross the barrier of language, they cross the barriers of nationality, they cross the barriers of religion. And therefore, when I shall try to illustrate the ideas which I shall place before you with songs by those people who have sung out of their own experiences, they have not intellectualized, they have not prepared a plan, they have not made a kind of resume that these are the things I shall give, but out of their own experience, spontaneously, the words have come. The words have become like media, instruments through which their experiences have just flown. And therefore, even though the words may be unfamiliar, will be unfamiliar, and yet I am sure some of us, many of us, will be able to enter into the spirit, because the ideas which I shall presently give to you are familiar to you. We have discussed them. I am sure in the past you have come to know about these ideas through the books, through the talks, through the lectures, through the seminars. And therefore ideas may be familiar to you, but the songs giving the same ideas may be a little different to your ears. Now, before we try to understand mystical experience, first of all, let us find out who is a mystic. Because we have very funny ideas about mystics. We feel that mystics are some different crowd with long hair, not combed properly, uncouth, dreamy eyes, not properly dressed, live in some fantasy, some fantastic world. They have no connection with the world at all. These are misconceptions and funny ideas about mystics. They may be, because they are not so particular about outer conditions of life. And yet, who is a mystic? Who are the mystics? One of the great presidents of the Theosophical Society, Mr. C. Jinnaraja Dasa, one of great thinkers, he has written wonderful books. In one of his books, he gives a very beautiful definition of a mystic. Who are the mystics? And he says that mystics are those children of God. Mystics are those children of God who see the rays of the rising sun in the midst of the darkness of the night. Beautiful words. That mystics are not funny people living in some other world. They are just like us. But in the darkness of the world, when they are surrounded by difficulties, they are able to see the rays of the rising sun. And the mystics are those children of God who sing the songs of resurrection in the midst of crucifixion. Once again, very beautiful words. Who are able to sing through life, even though the situations may be very, very difficult, very trying, and yet they are able to sing the songs of resurrection, of renewal, of rising up again in the midst of crucifixion. Now I feel that this is a great message for all of us, because once again, as we grow in years, the moments of crucifixion go on adding. Little things in life, these are the crucifixion for all, most of us. Not big suffering. It comes once in a while. But in our day-to-day life, in daily life, these small moments, the small incidents, where we are so much hurt inwardly, that we don't share our hurts with others, and yet we are so much hurt inwardly, which makes our life so unhappy. Now, in the midst of all this, we are not able to sing the songs of resurrection. We are down, very much down. And as the time passes, the downward trend increases. But as this writer very rightly says, that mystics are not funny people. They don't live in the world of fantasy. They are very much here, part of the world, living the same life as we do, but with a difference. And the difference is that they have a different perceptive eye. So that same circumstances, they are able to see something else, something bright, the rays of the rising sun, and are able to hear the song of resurrection. So this is a mystic. Now, very often we feel that perhaps the door to mysticism is open only to a few people, like artists, poets, singers. Is it open to all of us? We shall see as we proceed further. But what is a mystical experience? If mystics are such people, ordinary people like us, living the same life, but with a different eye, with a different heart, then what is that mystical experience which gives them this light, this strength to face the life differently? What is a mystical experience? This is a very difficult proposition to explain. What is a mystical experience? Because mystical experience is not such that you can write down. It cannot be written down, and yet it can be described. What is a mystical experience? In the beginning I sang a song. This poem, this song, has been written by one of the great saints, a woman saint of India. Her name is Mirabai. Mira must be a common name to some of you. Mira. She was a great mystic from India. And she was not an ordinary person. She belonged to a royal family. But such was her mystical experience that she did not confine herself to the four walls of the palace. She came out, sang, she sat with common people, with other spiritual people, and she did not follow the life of a queen. Now in this particular song she says, I have seen with my own eyes the beloved, Krishna. She was the devotee of Krishna. There are so many names of Krishna. One of the names is Giridhari, one who lifts the mountain. So she says that I have myself seen my beloved with my own eyes. It is not that somebody has described to me. It is not that I have got a picture. No. With my own eyes, I have seen my beloved. And usually these saints have described their beloved, lover or beloved, in the beautiful form, not an ugly. Nobody has described the lover that he was an ugly person. No. He was a beautiful person, very handsome, and with a flute in his hands, he played, he danced, and he was the picture of enchantment. So sweet, so beautiful, so handsome, and this I have seen with my own eyes. And when you see something beautiful with your own eyes, something you yourself experience, then there is a joy. There is an ecstasy. There is something where by which you want to dance, you want to sing, you want to do something by which you can express your love. Now this is the song which I sang in the beginning. So that through beauty, she expresses her union with her beloved. I shall now sing another song in which a woman poet, describes this very experience of mysticism, of mystical experience, but in a different way. It is the same experience, but expressed according to your own makeup, according to your nature, and you will see the difference. This lady, she expresses through beauty. She says, I saw him dancing, I saw him singing with flute in his hand. Now this lady, she is still alive and she lives in Pondicherry. She is the devotee of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. And this is how she describes her experience of her mystical experience. She says, "This is a moment of my worship. It is not an ordinary moment. It is not an ordinary experience. This is the mystical experience, is a moment of my worship." And what happens in that worship? She says that I meet my beloved. Same thing, I meet my beloved. Crossing over the ocean of time, we have become familiar during this seminar, timelessness. It is an experience beyond time. Now, same idea has been expressed by this lady. Crossing over the barriers and frontiers of time, I go across and I meet my beloved. And when I meet my beloved, it is a perfect union. Wholeness, we have become familiar with the word wholeness. This is exactly, she says, that when I meet my beloved, crossing over the frontiers of time, of the barriers, I cross over the ocean of time and I meet my beloved, and it is a perfect union. I do not require another moment. It's not that more and more and more, I must have him more and more with me. No, this is quite enough. The moment when I have met him, it is quite enough. This is how this lady describes a mystical experience. I shall sing to you. I have given the meaning. I'm sorry you won't be able to follow the words. Beautiful words. Small, short song. And yet, a song, a poem in which you can't remove a single word. It is there. You cannot improve upon it. That is the spontaneous way of expressing your deep experience. It is spontaneous. You don't have to do it again at all. The picture is painted, finished. You don't have to improve upon it. The poem is written. The music is created. Finished. You don't have to do anything else because it is a spontaneous expression of your deep experience. Now this is what she says. In Sanskrit, worship means puja. I do my puja, I do my meditation, I do my worship. This and kshana, kshana means moment. This is the moment of my puja, my meditation, my worship. That you might have come across, the dewdrop slipping into the silent sea. Same idea she gives here, that it is the dewdrop going into the sea. Mile bindu me sindhu amit hai meri puja ke kshan hai. एक चमत्कारी घटिका में एक चमत्कारी घटिका में काल सिंधु को ये तिर जाते एक चमत्कारी घटिका में को ये तिर जा क्षण में शाश्वत के दर्शन है, क्षण में शाश्वत के दर्शन है, एक भेंट में पूर्ण मिलन है, मेरी पूजा के क्षण है। Now this mystical experience has been expressed in different ways by different people who have had their experiences. In India, in Banaras, from where we come, there is a very, very great artist, world fame artist. Once upon a time, when we were listening to his music, somebody asked that great musician, that, in order to create this wonderful music, you must be practicing a lot. For hours and hours and hours, you must be practicing. Otherwise, you can't create this music. Of course, he smiled. He said, yes, of course. Without practice, you cannot create beautiful music, because in order to create music, you require a form. Maybe your voice, maybe an instrument. But we have to keep that instrument in perfect order. And therefore, he said, yes, I have to practice. And even now, at the age of 60, 70, 75, they go on practicing for hours and hours and hours. But then he said that it is not just the practice, you remember. Unless there is music in your own heart, you cannot create it through instrument. There has to be first, he said, first, the music has to be experienced in your own heart. Then only your instrument will be able to create that music. Otherwise, if there is no music in your heart, what is the use of having a good instrument? You cannot do anything. Now, once again, as I said, it's a different way of expressing, describing what a mystical experience is. Mystical experience is something happens to you inwardly. Living in the same conditions of life, same thing day after day, but some moments come when something happens to you inwardly, and then the same circumstances become your instruments, become your media of expressing. It is the same thing. Nothing will change. People around you are not going to change. Situations around you are not going to change so much according to your own wishes. No. But you can utilize them, as just as a musician utilizes the instrument to create the music. Similarly, the same circumstances are utilized by mystics to express, to convey their feelings. This is a mystical experience. But as I said some time back, is this mystical? All of us live in a big mansion, big house, with many windows at different levels. The house has many, many stories, first, second, third, fourth, many. Many with many windows, but as we grow in years, we shut the windows. We create walls, we shut the windows, and we don't want to see outside because, once again, of that security, we are all right here. Please don't disturb us. We are all right here. We don't want to look out. If we can open the windows from time to time, we can have these mystical experiences. Not merely that, we should have. In order to live a happy, creative life, a life with energy, so that we can meet the situations of life, we have to open these windows from time to time, look out, and have the glimpse of these experiences. But why did poets, artists, mystics, how did they have these experiences? What was it that made them different? First of all, as we look at their lives, as we come into contact with such people, first of all we find that they are not traditional people. They don't love traditions. Oh, our forefathers have done this, our mothers have done this, our friends are doing it. We belong to this group. They have been having this kind of life, and therefore we just fit into that. We adjust ourselves. We make compromises with our life. Even though we like to do certain things, we don't do it because we do not want to be different from the group. We heard herd psychology. We also belong to that. We belong to that group. Let us be there. Let us be secure. Let us not go out. How many of us dare to go out different, in different groups, breaking from our usual traditional group? This is one thing which we find in the great mystics, in the great artists. I told you about that lady, the queen. She broke from her family. Her tradition was that she should be within the palace. She cannot go out. And 500 years ago, you can imagine what must be the conditions. She had to wear the veil. But she never did. She broke everything, all her traditions, and she came out. And this is what we find, that for a mystical experience, those mystics who have had such experiences, the very first thing which we find in their life is breaking the tradition. Not for the sake of breaking, not in order to be different from others, not to feel that we are superior and we belong to an exclusive group, to some inner group and you don't belong. Not because of that. But you cannot fit there. Keeping your very nice relationships with others, and yet inwardly, if we can step out of the group to which we belong, because there is some higher perception that we have got, then it is possible for us to have a glimpse of such experiences. That is what we find in their lives. Another thing that we find in the lives of great mystics is ability to take off. That we don't have. Many of us, we don't have. Ability to take off from the point where we are. We get so much involved and entangled in our daily routine and daily life that same circumstances, somehow they become like shackles. They bind us. We cling to them, they cling to us. And we are not able to utilize those situations in order to take off. All of us go by planes, and we see how planes take off. We are not able to take off. If we can take off from the situations, then we can go higher and higher. I remember here in this hall, some years ago we saw a movie, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. It was shown here. It's also in a book form, and I'm sure all of you have read the book, have seen the movie. It is a wonderful lesson for all of us to take off. We don't want to take off because we are afraid. Oh, we belong to this group and we are not able to take off. But there was one seagull who was courageous enough to take off, to fly. Though for some time the bird was afraid and wanted to come back. But then the bird hears the voice, says, if you can break the shackles of the mind, then the shackles of the body will be broken in no time. Those are wonderful words for all of us to remember throughout our lives. If we can break the shackles of the mind in the situations in which we are, those are the points when we can take off. Now, this very idea has been given by one of our modern poets. How you know these great minds of the poets, the artists, the dramatists, they are in union, and therefore you will find this very idea of seagull flying, going higher and higher, has been given by one modern Indian poet. I will not give you the expression because the same idea has been given in this. In Sanskrit or in our language, Bird means pakshi. So you will find that word pakshi. Pahali adhyatmika udan pakshi ne bhari. The bird is trying to go higher and higher. Pahali adhyatmika udan pakshi ne bhari. Sadeha dhara se utha upar vakhat ambar chune ko machala chiratma mutta swarabhare vakhat ambar chune ko. Now, this is what we find in the lives of great mystics. This ability to take off, I feel that if, I'm sure, many of us present here have experimented with their lives, with the situation in which we are all placed. From time to time, sometimes we have been able to take off, and then we have seen what a change it brings to our life. So the first thing that we find in their life is this ability to take off, the courage. Courage to take off, courage to break the shackles of mind or shackles in their life. Another thing we find in their lives is intense urge. They don't have, oh, just it's all right. If you are able to go, it's all right. If you are not able to do this, doesn't matter. It makes no difference. We take life so casually. It doesn't matter to us this way or that way. If we are able to do, it's all right. If we are not able to do, then also it is all right. That means a casual attitude. But in their lives, we will find that in lives of mystics, there was that intensity, urge to go. And it is that urge which guided them, which directed them, which gave them energy to go on and on and on in their life. It is not motivation, as we have been discussing here, but some inner urge which made them restless that they must go on and on and on. Now, we are familiar with this idea. I am not going to elaborate this idea, but I will give you a song in different language, but once again conveying this very idea. There is, in the life of Sri Krishna, the story of cowherd maidens, the simple girls and boys who were the devotees of Sri Krishna. Now these girls, these women, were great devotees and they loved Sri Krishna. They had their own family. They were not just alone staying. They had their own families, husbands, mother-in-law, everywhere it is the same, whether in the west or in the east. So mothers-in-law and our father-in-law and family responsibility, they had all that. But they had this urge to meet Sri Krishna. They had heard the flute, the divine music. Now this song conveys this idea that the music from distance came and they left their homes when at night. They were all sleeping. The urge was so strong. The intense desire to meet was so very powerful that they left at night in order to meet Lord, in order to meet the Beloved, in order to listen to that music, not from far distance, but from near. Now this is the song. The flute. The flute is played.
Mohana murali vagi ho, Mohana murali vagi vagi re, Mohana vadani mohaka, murali vagi vagi re.
enchanting music is being played by Lord, by Shri Krishna, and they listen to that divine music.
Mohana morali vagi ho, Mohana morali vagi vagi re, Mohana vadani mohaka, morali vagi vagi re vagi re.
Sutiti, I was just sleeping very quietly. You can listen to that voice only when you are quiet, when you are really relaxed. Sutiti ho,
shanta banine, nidra manad sunine. Sutiti ho, shanta banine, nidra manad sunine. Rajaniye jhabaki jagi ho, Rajaniye jhabaki jagi jagi re, Rajaniye jhabaki jagi jagi re, Mohana vadani mohaka, Morali vagi vagi re vagi re.
And how she is able to reach there? It is the music that directs. That is how the poet, the mystic has described. It is the music that has carved out a path. And on that path, the devotee, the beloved, the gopi, the maiden, she walks.
Swarane adhare chali ho chali re chali re chali. Swarne adhare chali bheti hu bhudhara varne ho bhavani bhavate bhagi bhagi re bhavani bhavate bhagi bhagi re mohana vatani mohaka morali vagi vagi re vagi re.
So this intense urge directs you in that direction where you feel that you will meet, you will be united. This is what you find in the lives of great saints, mystics, poets, musicians, artists. They use the same common situations of life. Very often we see the paintings of great masters. And the scene that is depicted is so common. We have also seen many times, and we have not noticed, we don't have eyes to see that something uncommon is here. But they have somehow caught it and they have put it on the canvas. Now this is what happens in the lives of great artists. Some years back I read a passage from the writings of Mother of Pondicherry. And she says, where do you find beauty? Very often we feel that beauty will be on the stage when somebody is dancing, classical dance, folk dance, and we feel that you will find the beauty there. Now she describes an incident in Paris. A crowd of people, you know, on the main road, how many people walk, just hustle, hustle everywhere, window shopping, doing this, chatting. In the midst of this crowd, she saw a woman walking. The woman was not even conscious that she is being watched. Somebody has noticed her. She was just walking. Now this late mother says of Pondicherry that when she saw the woman walking, it somehow transferred her to some very high region where the woman was just walking. She was not even conscious. But this mother, this lady, whoever it is, she had the eyes to see that here was perfect beauty being expressed through gait, through walking. Now that is the difference, that it is the common things of life. The woman was just walking. She was not even conscious. But this mother, this lady, whoever it is, she had the eyes to see that here was perfect beauty being expressed through gait, through walking. Now, that is the difference, that it is the common things of life, and yet some are able to see, some are not. Mystics, artists, poets, musicians, painters, or people like us also in our daily life, if we have eyes to see, we can, through these small incidents of life, we can contact beauty, but then we should be receptive. Windows should be open. If we have open windows at different levels, then we will find through our emotions, through our ideas, the world of ideas, the world of physical life, we are able to contact from time to time these mystical experiences, mystical moments. And the last thing that we find in the lives of great mystics is a very contradictory movement in their life. On one side there is strength, on the other side humility, weakness, humility. Both are going on, though contradictory, paradoxical. On one side strength, they are strong. Not strong with others, but strong with themselves. Because you require strength to break the shackles of the mind. The mind has created shackles of pride, jealousy, hatred, anger. These are all our shackles in daily life that make it so difficult for us to live with others. And to live with ourselves also, it becomes difficult. When you are angry, then you feel also inwardly something. You don't like it, but you are unable to do anything with your anger. To break the shackles of our inner difficulties, you require strength. There is a very fine poem by Rabindranath Tagore. We have got a book here, I think, on the book table. In that poem, Tagore says that one girl, while sleeping, she had a dream. And she dreamt that her beloved, her lover, her friend had come to her. And when she woke up, she found that he did not leave behind flowers. After all, that is what we do. When we meet our friends, we take flowers, a gesture, a symbol of our love, affection. She didn't find the flowers, but she found a sword cutting. There was a sword, a weapon to cut down, to destroy. That is what she found. And she was wondering, why this my friend, instead of giving me flowers, has left this sword? Then she realized that is what she required. In order to cut the bonds, the shackles, she was in need of a sword. To use that sword, you require strength. And therefore, on one hand, the mystics had to use the sword, the strength, but on the other hand, humility. Once again, I would like to quote poet Tagore. He says that, he describes a musician, ordinary musician, not great master, but this ordinary musician, say simple musician, he says that, I was sitting in my cottage door. This is how he describes it. I was sitting in my cottage door. You came down from your throne and gave me a flower. I was just ordinary musician sitting in one corner, but you came down and gave me a flower for a prize. And he says that, oh, in your palace, in your court, there were master musicians. They were all playing great music, classical music. I was sitting in a corner, playing a simple tune, not great music, but my music caught your ears. You heard my music, and you came down and gave me a flower for a prize. Simple man got the prize. Great musicians, great master played, but they were not taken notice of. But man sitting in the corner, playing a simple tune, but he was given a flower. Now here you see, simplicity, humility, at the same time inner strength. These have to be together in order to have such experiences. There are many things that one can find, but I would like to close this talk with one idea, and that is, what is the proof that mystics had these experiences? What is the proof? Our mind always wants a proof. How do we know that we have had this experience? That it is not a projection of the mind, our familiar word, projection. That is, it is not a projection. It is not our own imagination. That it is just a fantasy. How do we know that it is a real experience? What is the proof? Proof cannot be given. And yet, the experience can be very, very real to the one who has had it. Proof cannot be given, and yet experience can be very, very real. In one sense, there is a proof. I shall come to it. But it is so very strange that when one has such experiences, one has to be completely empty. We have to go empty-handed. You will come perhaps during these 2 days about this idea perhaps. There may be some talk or another. But it is quite true that when we go with this ego sense, we cannot have this experience. The mystics did not have the ego sense during those moments, and therefore they were able to have this experience. So that when you have this experience, there is no ego. I am having this experience, oh how wonderful it is, oh I am having such beautiful experiences, how peaceful it is. There is no feeling of how peaceful, how beautiful I am having, there is somebody else with whom I am having, no, nothing. At that moment, there is no I consciousness. There was a great saint, Saint Teresa. She was asked by her disciple, that you always say that when such experiences come, the experiences about God realization, self-realization, then there is no I, there is no ego. How do you know that you have had this experience? What is the proof? Then she smiled and said, yes. When there is that experience, there is no feeling that I am having this experience. Then there is duality, there is a division. That time there is no feeling at all. But you go empty-handed. But when you come down in your own life once again, you don't come empty-handed. There are gifts in your hands. You don't come empty-handed. You have to go empty-handed. But when you come back, you don't come empty-handed. There are divine gifts. There are a number of songs about bringing back divine gifts. I don't want to sing those songs because it will take time. But I would like to pass on this idea that when the mystic comes back, though he goes empty-handed, he comes back with something in his life. What is that something? First of all, I'm sure you have, whenever you have had such moments of intense, I won't say union, but some intense experience, our first feeling is silence, speechlessness. We don't speak at all. We don't break that intensity with words. The very first response, if I would like to mention as a response, the very first feeling is complete silence. We don't want to speak. There is a poet who has written this very idea, that in order, when he saw a beautiful flower, he had that experience, but jaane kaisa atma bodh ka tha avak kshan. What a wonderful moment it was when he looked at the flower. Jaane kaisa atma bodh ka tha avak kshan. Vismaya se animeya kept on looking at the flower, not naming it as we have gone through this, not naming it, but with wonder. He looked at the flower, and what was the response? Ma. In Sanskrit, ma means silence. Silence. The first feeling, the proof to yourself, if you want at all a proof. Mystics never require proof. They don't require proof. They don't want to convince others that they have had the experience. But the first test is whether you chatter. Very often, after a wonderful music or wonderful talk, we go on chattering, oh, how nice it was, wonderful, or did you write down all everything? No, first thing is, mana, silence. There is an inner silence. For the time being, all the conflicts in your life have ceased, for the time being. But that itself is a strength. Silence gives you strength. That itself is a source of strength to meet the challenges of life. So the first response, if at all any proof is required, is silence. Then come self-transformation at all levels. It is like a trickle. That experience comes down at all levels in your life. It's not just the ideas. It is not just the feelings. But it comes down, maybe little trickle, small stream, but throughout your, at levels in your life, it should affect. If it does not affect, then I won't say there's something wrong, but it is not powerful enough. If it is powerful, it must affect at all levels of our life. There's a very beautiful song which says that when I had the union with God, then three things happened in my life. Three qualities I found. One is Shakti. Shakti means strength. Strength to meet the situations of life. Shakti, Shanti, peace, contentment, inward contentment. I don't want more and more and more things in life. Contentment. And the last is Ananda. Joy, inner happiness. These are the three things, if they can be, they can come down and affect our lives at all levels. It means something is happening inwardly to us. It is, proof is not a good word, but it is an indication that we are going in that direction. And the last indication is, sharing, distributing. When you go to Indian temples or even in our Christian ceremonies, we distribute. I forget the name. What do you do? Those men. You give. People share. Same thing, that we have to share what we have got. Not keep it to yourself, but share and distribute what we have received. And that is what we find in the lives of great mystics, poets, artists. After all, what are these songs? What is the music that has been created? It is nothing but spontaneous expression of what they have experienced. So sharing, self-transformation, and silence. These are only the indications to oneself or to others if they choose to except these are the things which we find in the lives of great mystics who have had real experience. I shall end my talk with a song, once again, song by that great queen, the great lady, musician, dancer, the great saint, a rebel. Being a queen, she came out from the palace. Of that lady, the song by that great woman, Saint Mirabai. She says that, look, there is some miracle happening. What is that miracle? In the small village where Lord Krishna lived, the gopis, the cowherd maidens, were going in the market to sell their goods. And what was their goods? The curd, the yogurt, the milk. They put the pots on their heads, filled with milk, filled with yogurt, and they went out in order to sell. That was their livelihood. That is how they maintained and helped their families. So they were going. While they were going, they saw a little boy. And that little boy was Sri Krishna. In the marketplace, when they were doing their own daily jobs, while going there, they saw the little boy and they had a union. That is a miracle. And when they went out after meeting him, what did they do? They did not say that, does anybody want yogurt? Does anybody want milk? No. Does anybody want Sri Krishna? We are selling him. We are giving him what we have received from our lover, from our friend, from our Lord. We are giving to people. That is distribution. That is sharing. That is what we find in the lives of great mystics. I shall end this talk with that particular song. The song says, look, look here, what is the miracle that is going on in the marketplace, the union between the beloved and the lover, and then distribution of what she has received.
व्रज में कछु देखो री टोना
टोना मीन्स मिरेकल मिरेकल इज हैपनिंग
या व्रज में कछु देखो री टोना व्रज में कछु देखो री टोना ले मटुकी
पॉट
ले मटुकी सिर चली गुजरिया ले मटुकी सिर चली गुजरिया आगे मिले बाबा नंद जी के छोना ले मटुकी सिर चली गुजरिया आगे मिले बाबा नंद जी के छोना दधी को बिसरी गई ग्वालिन
शी हैज फॉरगॉटन नेम ऑफ मिल्क शी हैज फॉरगॉटन द नेम ऑफ योगर्ट शी डजंट नो दैट शी इज सेलिंग योगर्ट और मिल्क बट डज एनीबडी वांट श्री कृष्ण आई एम प्रिपेयर टू गिव दिस बिकॉज आई डोंट वांट टू कीप हिम टू माय सेल्फ आई वांट टू शेयर व्हाट आई हैव रिसीव्ड
ले मटू की सिर चली गुजरिया आगे मिले बाबा नंद जी के छोना दधि को नाम बिसरी गया ग्वालिन दधि को नाम बिसरी गई ग्वालिन ले ले हुरी को श्याम सलोना ले ले हुरी को श्याम सलोना ब्रज में कछु देखो री टोना देखो री टोना देखो री देखो री टोना
थैंक यू
Thank you. Ola voor die verandert in een steen. Zij wacht smachtend naar de aanraking van Ramchandra. Daar gaat het lied over. Dat de steen weer veranderd zou worden in de gedaante. Door de aanraking van Ramchandra.
Thank you.
Sera.
Amar mono. Thank you.